And now, Two Guys and a Grill, the barbecue show with Stunt and Jake.
Welcome to the barbecue show with Stunt and Jake. That's Stunt over there to my left.
And Jake to my right.
We're so happy and glad you chose to join us today. Special treat on the docket for today, Stunt. A guest who's going to join us, who what I would call the American success story.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll call it.
I think he's got quite the story. I'm really excited to talk about it. And his stuff's up already up on our socials, so you can check out who we're going to talk about a little bit more in detail and learn more.
Doug from The Butchery is going to be our guest coming up today in the second segment. How was your Easter?
Easter was good. At least I had ham. Mom and Dad made the ham, so I didn't have to smoke anything. I always recommend it. It's like my family don't want me to cook for them. I don't know. It hurts a little bit.
Well, you know, it's maybe you're just not doing it right.
Well, that's what I'm worried about. See, that's why it hurts.
Ouch. No, I'm kidding, of course. You know, it's funny because same thing. I don't do anything for Easter except gamble poorly and enjoy sports on TV. That's it. It's very low key for us, and I don't mind that at all. So, but we do the Thanksgiving bit. So,
yeah,
if you have to host one or the other, definitely host Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Thanksgiving's one of the fun. That's a fun one to host, right there.
It is. It's way more work than Easter,
which is maybe why you don't want to host it necessarily.
Oh yeah, I never thought of that. But it is nice to be the guest either way. So that was a good time. So yeah, same thing here. We had ham.
Yeah,
fancy carrots. My sister-in-law always does these like fancy carrots. They're all sliced lengthwise.
It's like when you have the graduation parties. My aunt always sliced the pickles in half or the long way. And I'm like, why?
Spears.
To make more? Like, I mean, I'm just going to grab more pickle slices. Like, it doesn't matter.
Right. And multiple colored carrots for us. Like
multiple
some purple
colored
thing and then the, like yellow and orange.
Is that pepper? Is that not?
I don't know. They're carrots, but they're roasted. And so after you roast them, I saw them on the plate as we're going around the circle, you know, like dishing ourselves up. And yeah. I go, are those pickles? My wife's like, are you nuts? Those are carrots. And I go, they look like pickles because they're cut like spears. And they're, I guess maybe they're not green, but...
It's the colorblindness coming into play.
It gets me every time. It gets me every time. So there's that. So
just
I really
think you haven't figured out.
I know. I didn't do anything this weekend. My kids asked me, this is awesome. This is what you live for, right? There's two things that you live for and you never forget. One is when you have a bunch of people over and you're serving ribs and the son of one of your good buddies looks up at his dad and says, Dad, I definitely like Jake's ribs a lot better than yours.
It's a very good moment.
That is a great moment because you can just see the disappointment in the father where your buddy's just, it hurts.
Yes.
Right down to the soul.
And you know it, too. You're going to be able to like use that against them for a while.
It's true. It's true. That and when your kids, especially when your 11-year-old says, Dad, when are you going to smoke some more Cheez-Its?
Oh, yeah.
So when they're asking for it, you know. You're dialing it in.
You're getting things right. Yeah. There you go. So, that's awesome.
So I'm excited to do some stuff, but I haven't had a chance. It's been busy between curling and holidays and life.
I don't know if it's the change in the season, but I feel like things have gotten away from us. And it's been a rush, which we need to figure out because in another week or so, we are either going to have to do a competition or bow out gracefully after we kind of already said we probably would do it. So we need to see if we can do that pigskin barbecue coming up.
Right. I think we can do it. We're the barbecue show.
We should be there.
We
right?
should. Well, yeah. And we. How much prep do we need as the barbecue
true.
Show?
Would we roll just roll in and just show up. Yeah,
house the place. I mean, it's there's nothing to it but to do it.
All right. Well, that's coming up April 13th. I'll put details on that on our Facebook page as well, and along with the other socials, so people can see what's going on with the pigskin barbecue in Mankato.
All right. Speaking of pigskin, before we go and get to our guest today, I do want to give a shout out to a regular listener. We bump into him at competitions. Todd Dower.
Yeah.
Helping us out at the Curling Club today is the bunny spiel and the big hog roast. So he volunteered to keep an eye on the pig for me a little bit.
Oh,
so,
nice.
While I step away and do all the other stuff that we have to do. So that thing's going 125 pounder. Let's go.
Just out there smoking away.
Just smoking away.
I love it.
It's so delicious. So speaking of smoking away, Doug from the Butchery in Maple Lake, Minnesota, joins us when the barbecue show continues right after this.
Stick around for more of the barbecue show right after this. And now, back to the barbecue show with Stunt and Jake.
Welcome back to the Barbecue Show with Stunt and Jake. And Stunt, joined by our guest now, Doug from the Butchery.
Yeah, that's right. Doug, glad to have you on.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
No problem whatsoever. It's a pleasure. We cover a lot of ground on this show. We cover everything from competition barbecue guys to guys who have invented their own sauces and seasonings. But we don't talk to a lot of butchers, and that's probably a mistake on our part.
Maybe, huh? I think it's really kind of cool to be able to talk with you and learn about what you do and how you got into it.
Well, yeah. No, I guess my story is probably a little more rare. For a
pun intended.
My previous life, I was an art director, so I was in graphic design. I was doing the creative work for a previous company, and you know, I just simply just kind of hit a wall. Yeah, after 20 years, you just kind of I enjoyed what I did, but I just got tired of the corporate shackles. If you don't mind me saying it, it's just, it got to the point where I felt like I got to do something different.
Yeah.
And so it's pushed me to want to branch out and find a business that I felt like I could add some value to. And I felt like I was young enough where I could still learn something new. And, this meat market was for sale for quite a while and it was pretty run down. It didn't really have the greatest reputation, and you know, I was in a small town, and I never cut meat before, and I never worked retail. I never had employees. I never made sausage. So I never did any of this prior. But I have an uncle who is kind of a strong influence in my life, and he owns a meat market down in Robbinsdale called Hack and Miller Meats. And he's owned that place for 40 years. And I originally had asked him about it, and he's like, don't do it. It's a lot of work. He said, you're going to be there constantly. And he said, I don't doubt that you can't learn it because you got the personality and people will like you in that town. But he goes, hey, it's a really hard thing to get into. And so I felt like that was kind of a challenge.
So, challenge issued and accepted. Yeah.
So I don't know if it was reverse psychology or what, but I pursued it. I wanted it. I made the decision that this is what I wanted. And I felt like when I walked in this shop, I could envision how this place could look. With some TLC, and there was a lot of updates that needed to be done. The refrigerated cases were all old. The lighting was horrible. They had wallpaper borders in here. It was like dated to the 70s.
Wow. That's awesome. And,
yeah. So it was a lot of work initially, but now that I got almost 4 years under my belt, you know, it's running like, not quite as a well-oiled machine, but a hell of a lot better than it was when I first bought it.
So you're in Maple Lake. Were you living in Maple Lake when you saw this come up for sale?
I was not. I was living in Monticello.
Okay.
Which isn't too far.
20-minute drive or something?
Yep. And I figured, wow, that's close enough. And I wouldn't mind even moving out here.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but yeah, the small town is my jam. And so I've revamped this place, rebranded it, which that was kind of in my wheelhouse.
Let's talk about that. Yeah, in your wheelhouse because of the graphic design and stuff. You came up with the name The Butchery, and by the logo, by the way, that's definitely your graphic design influence there because that looks really sharp.
Yeah, I get a lot of compliments on it, and I kind of approach this whole thing as, you know, I don't want to be a Me Too shop. I want to be different. I want to be unique. I don't want to be a follower of somebody else. I want to kind of pave my own path. And when you walk into the store, I mean, we have a cool wood bolt hanging from the ceiling. We got old style lights. I mean, it's a very warm and welcoming place to come and shop. It's not super bright with white walls and it's just different.
Yeah, it definitely is. We're looking at some of the photos here in the studio as you talk about it.
Yeah.
It's got a really cool look to it.
Yeah, and I just felt like this was one way I could put my stamp on it and make it different from any other meat shop. And that's kind of what we hang our hat on here. I mean, we hang our hat on great service and putting out really good product. The recipes, when I bought this shop, was one of the appealing things to me because they had a record of winning awards for a lot of their recipes. And that was really important to me. So that came with the business when I bought it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And so that it just kind of took off from there. So
that's fantastic. Now, I'm curious, Doug, if there's a lot of questions racing through my mind right now. But my first step would be if you're in a small town, you've got a lot of turnover. You've got a lot of, you had a lot of, remodel and revamp sort of thing. That sounds like a lot of money going out. How do you recoup that? I mean, is there ways that you found like commercial accounts and things along those lines? Or is this just literally just, you're just the mom and pop butcher market there on this corner?
Well, I felt like coming into this thing, I mean, I did buy it at the right price, but I knew that I was going to have to stick a lot of money into it. And so that, I kind of was already kind of preparing myself for that. And so I just felt like it needed to be done. Like I can't buy this place and leave it the way it was, and put a new owner. One of the first things I did after I closed on this place, I put a sign out front that said new owner.
Right.
And because the old owners were bitter, they were not happy. Customers could feel that. And quite honestly, they turned a lot of business away, and just because they weren't friendly. And I'm not trying to knock them, but that really is what killed their business. They were not people. And a simple hello, how was your day? Or thank you, I appreciate you stopping in, goes a long way.
A very long way. Service is a big part, obviously.
Right, right. And when you're in a small town, you kind of gotta. You can't be grumpy. That's not the word I wanted to say, but
yeah, I think we were all following you there. Yeah, it's like they were butchers and they forgot they actually ran a butcher market. Like you have to be. You can't just be the back.
You can't be curmudgeon the whole time. Yeah, I mean it does. I mean that's gonna rub off on your clientele. They're gonna get the feeling that man, they don't want to come to work today. Well, I don't want to go in there.
Oh yeah, and I, when I took over, I had a month with the old owners to kind of learn this place, and which is not a lot of time, and so it was basically a crash course. And thank God I had an uncle that was kind of in the industry because I called him, if not daily, every other day, and was like, hey, Gordy, how do I cut this?
Right.
Gordy, what do I do with this? And so I leaned on him a lot, and he was super duper helpful. And honestly, I don't know if I could have did it without his like mentorship. So, but yeah, it's been a good ride. I'm really glad I did it. Because if I wouldn't have done it, I would have regretted it. And I would have always said, God, if I would have only bought that place, I wonder what it could have been.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Doug, I'm curious. So this is something I was thinking of right away when you mentioned I didn't know how to cut meat. I didn't know anything about it. So did you take some night classes and learn how to cut meat, or are you just figuring it out as you go?
Well, there's another friend of mine that owns a meat shop in St. Michael, and he found out that I was buying this place, and he's like, he knew I didn't have any experience. He goes, if you want to just come in for, a couple weeks before you take over that place, and I'll just show you a few things, how to cut stuff on the saw,
right,
how to trim, how to, cut different cuts of meat, learn a little bit about sausage making. And that was like extremely helpful. So I wasn't blind, but
right.
I still was pretty green. There's definitely a craft to this type of industry, and especially sausage making. And it's just to come in like completely blind. I still like, I look back and I go, God, was that crazy that I just pulled the trigger on this thing.
Well, it's a big move. I mean, both feet full on in, it's a big thing, but it's amazing how, I mean, I guess a lot of it might come back even to some of your graphic design work. I mean, looking at your photos again, the decor and everything else, when you walk in there, you're going to feel very at home and willing to spend money, I feel like, just from the photos.
Well, yeah, and that's kind of the environment I wanted to create. Yeah, I just wanted it different. I didn't want to look like a grocery store. I didn't want to look like a Von Hansen's. Mm-hmm. I wanted it to be different and unique. And I want people to walk in here and go, this place is cool. And this is different.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of people give me that reaction when they come in. And they actually tell me, God, I really like how this store looks. I'm going to be back. So I feel like that was a mission accomplished.
It helps definitely, like you said, with the whole old clientele, they weren't, or old owners, they weren't happy. Now you're happy. You got a facelift on the place. People feel better when they come in. They feel happy when they leave. We're basically doing a marketing class right now is what this is.
It sounds like it. All right. Right. But that's an important part of it, too, I would imagine. So I'm curious again. I have more meat questions, Doug. I guess what my first question would be supply. So when you bought it, did you maintain the same suppliers? When you own a butcher shop, do you call Sysco and they bring stuff down? Do you find local farmers, ranchers? How do you go about that? And did you mix that up and change it, or did you kind of just keep it the way it had been?
Well, any product that we have here, it's got to be inspected. So any product we buy, whether it's beef, pork, chicken, seafood, it all has to be come from an inspected facility. So I can't just buy some beef from a farmer and cut it here and sell it. It's got to be USDA inspected.
Okay.
So we buy product from several distributors. It's all USDA choice. And then we trim and we cut the primals here. But yeah, I maintained some relationships with some distributors that they were currently working with, but we've also worked with some new ones since I kind of got rolling. So, because I mean, we've grown quite a bit. I mean, when I bought it, it was a father and son, and they had two high schoolers working, and that was it. Now I have 9 employees.
Oh wow! Hmm.
So we've just really grown quite a bit. Obviously, the first year it really took off. You know, when the store was revamped, the name was changed, new ownership. I mean, that really kind of grabbed people's attention
right
off the bat. But yeah, we're continuing to grow, and right now we're in the process of getting our E2 USDA inspection, which would allow us to sell product to gas stations or other distributors or retailers.
Nice, that's cool.
Yeah, and that, I think, will really help us kind of spread our wings a little bit.
When you talked about the selling portion of you had to get from a manufacturer or a certified group or whatever, what about me bringing a deer or bringing a hog? Do you guys do that, and then it goes right back to the person who brought it in? Is that something you guys do, the processing?
Yeah, we can do custom processing. We don't slaughter here. Our facility just isn't big enough.
Okay.
But we take wild game, we take venison, wild boar, whatever you got. And we'll take that. Typically we ask for boneless trim. There's been some cases where some people have needed some help trimming it off the bone, and we've done that for some people, but we typically prefer to just bring in boneless trim.
Sure, and that I can see that makes sense. Just from a standpoint, and a lot of places are like that. I'm curious. You know, I'm hearkening to one of our favorite places to stop over in Kimball, and the only reason we stop there at Nasa's is because we love their horseradish pickles and their homemade horseradish. Have you gotten into that? I know you mentioned some of the sausage stuff. Have you gotten into more of those the little nuances of the side profiles?
Yeah, what we've done is we've really, really been getting into, and this has kind of taken off. We've been making a lot of, right now we're out of them, but we make a ton of chicken pot pies. So we have our own family size chicken pot pie, And then we have a breakfast pot pie and also a five cheese macaroni with bacon and brisket pot pie.
Okay.
What? Hold up. Whoa.
Right.
How
right.
did we bury this lead? Wow.
I feel bad even talking about it because we're out of all three of them. But we've also been making a lot of frozen entrees, you know, for the people that just don't really want to cook anything. So we got stuff from our homemade lasagna with our Italian sausage in it to chicken penne pasta, tater tot hot dish, goulash, our own sloppy joe mix that we make. So we've been doing a lot of that kind of stuff. And that's really been taking off really well.
Wow. Well, let me ask one thing on top of that stuff that you make at home. What about, or not at home, but that you're making, how about the other stuff that's in the shop, the seasonings and sauces? All these shops start to bring this stuff in now. How do you decide between what you want to bring in? Because there's a lot out there.
Well, there is a lot out there, and you kind of got to sort through it. I know a lot of places will have a whole rack full of different seasonings and spices. I just like to kind of hone in on specific proteins. So like a burger, we have a really good burger seasoning. We have a couple different steak seasonings. I feel like that's all you need. You don't need 10 different options.
Right.
And we have, you know, the staple pork seasoning that you use on pork chops. We use those for all the grilling that we do. There's some good like pork seasonings that we have for like smoking. You know, like if you got a Traeger and you want to smoke a rack of ribs, well, we got some different options for that. I don't have a whole ton, but we have everything that you would possibly need here.
Well, and it sounds like it's enough, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like as an average person, you know, when you think of the butcher shop, especially when you go old school, you know, you think of the gal coming in and talking to the butcher and going, I'm looking for this, I'm looking for that. And he says, this is what you need. And if you've got 50 options in there for seasonings, you didn't help them narrow it down, you know, because they're not going to refer to the, you know, brand XYZ burger spice. They're going to go, it's the butchery burger seasoning.
Right.
You know, the
right.
stuff we get at the butchery. Right. And eventually it just becomes synonymous with you, especially if you've narrowed it down for them like that. That's marketing 101, you're nailing it, man.
Well, we're trying. Evolution. I mean, you kind of have to keep adjusting and keep trying new things, and you know, shopping trends continue to change. So we kind of got to keep kind of ebbing and flowing to that. So
I believe it. Well, listen, this is like the American dream story here. You're telling us, Doug. You know, I had no idea what I was doing. I jumped in with both feet, and hey, look, Mom, it worked.
Yeah, no kidding.
No hands. Yeah. Woo!
Well, it's been a really fun story listening to this. I feel like we can keep on going, but
right, yeah, we are kind of running out of time here. But do you have a website? What is that website, Doug? If people want to take a look,
yeah, the website is thebutcheryml.com.
Maple Lake,
yes,
yeah,
it is.
We get into everything from catering. We got a pull behind grill. We do a lot of events. If you're lucky enough to get the Winstock, we'll be serving our product at Winstock this year again.
I'll see you there.
Yeah, we have a crew every year.
Yeah, so you got to stop by. We'll be the official bratwurst of the St. Cloud Rocks baseball team this summer.
Look at you guys. That's exciting. That's awesome.
Yeah, and we just...
4 years in the business. That's some big jumps right away.
Yeah, we just finished off being the official bratwurst of St. Cloud State Husky Athletics. So that season is now over.
Their season was over before it started. But nonetheless, hey!
Well done, sir. You're off and running, and it's fantastic. In Maple Lake, for those who don't know, not far from Monticello, right on Highway 55.
Yeah, stop in and visit us.
We definitely will. Doug, I can't thank you enough for the time. It sounds like you're probably busy. I can hear the phone ringing in the background. But listen, man, keep on keeping on, and I can't wait to stop in and check it out in person.
Sounds great. I can't wait to meet you guys. Appreciate you having me on the show.
How about that, son? Rolls the dice, buys a butcher shop, doesn't have the experience, makes it work.
It's the American dream.
It is the American success story there. And you know what he did? He was willing to experiment and have fun.
There you go. Now we just got to go fire that thing up.
The Barbecue Show.
Hashtag.
With Stunt and Jake.
Hashtag.
Like and follow us on Instagram and Facebook.